Good morning, everyone. I'm here with Majora Carter, my co-pilot.
Yeah.
That flyover was fun.
Awesome.
The statistics from the U.S. Census. But we also want to come back to Earth here. Majora Carter is the host of American Public Media's radio show, The Promised Land. We were talking about how 10 years, which was the last time a census was done, is a lot of time in a single life.
Oh, yeah.
Your life was completely different a decade
ago.
So was mine. I suspect Nathaniel Friedman, our next guest, who's better known as Bethlehem Scholes, founder of FreeDarko.com and co-author of The Undisputed Guide to Pro Basketball History, a regular contributor to the NBA Fan House, joining us from Seattle, Washington. I suspect 10 years ago, your life was quite a bit different.
Yeah, I would have never guessed that I would be introduced that way 10 years ago.
Yeah, right. Well, Nathaniel, we asked you on the program really to focus on a single data point. You sent us a postcard of your life over the last 10 years. If we were to do a personal census of what's transpired in the last decade for you, how would you begin that story?
Well, I think what's interesting is y'all specifically wanted me to come on and give sort of a snarky outsider view of the data, and I started looking at it more closely, and unusually for me, I kind of thought, wait, this is more or less what the course my life has taken over the last 10 years, and sort of, you know, this drift away from the East Coast, going towards states with no income tax. I mean, I thought when I was in 2000, I thought I would live in New York my entire life. I was living in Philadelphia as kind of a way station, and now I'm in Seattle. I lived in Houston, for God's sake. I mean, I couldn't have even shown you Houston on the map in the year 2000.
So what motivated the change?
Honestly, you know, just necessity. You know, I went where the grad school was. My wife went where the jobs were. You know, we went where it wasn't freezing cold all the time, which I think increasingly is not a luxury but a necessity. You know, you see all these states that no longer have manufacturing jobs, and you look at them, but there are also states where they have notoriously terrible places to live half of the year. Mm-hmm. Not that Seattle is so beautiful half the year, but the other half of the year it's gorgeous, so there's a quality of life aspect to it. And, you know, this sounds a little arch, but, you know, I now have a gigantic Hispanic extended family, which is another enormous theme of the census that I think maybe the theme of the census is the increase in Latinos in America.
And you have that extended family because your spouse is Latina?
Yeah. No, that makes it sound like I just acquired it.
Right.
I know. I was like, how'd that happen?
We just moved in.
I just got myself adopted.
No. You know, and this was after years of assuming I would grow up and marry a nice Jewish girl.
So it sounds like that might have been the most important moment of your decade, Nathaniel.
Yeah, well, also, too, you know, she's from Texas. A lot of my family is based in Texas. You know, and I think for a lot of people on the East Coast, Texas might as well be Mars still. Just the reaction to the census is, oh, my God, Texas is getting more powerful. But, you know, Texas is not all Texas as we think of it.
Sure.
And one of the things that I really take away from the census is, you know, these states are getting more people in them, and not all the people that are being born in these states or coming to these states are the same people that traditionally live there. And I was in Oklahoma City recently, and, you know, they're really big on getting people to move there to help our economy and turn us into a respectable city, and they do things like build raw food bars to make people from the East Coast who move there happy.
In Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
Wow.
But at some point, the people moving there are going to actually want more than just sort of creature comforts. They're going to start to actually, you know, they're not going to want these weird crackpot governments that have become sort of synonymous with red states. So I'm actually vaguely optimistic. And this is also something, again, you know, I've ended up seeing a lot of the country because I haven't spent the whole time in the Eastern Seaboard, as I kind of assumed I would.
Well, we miss you. And are you hearing, Majora, what is going on here? I mean, we thought we were getting micro with Nathaniel, and it's not. You are the macro dude.
You totally are.
You are. I mean, there's growth in Texas. They're getting 4 new congressional seats. As you say, these migration patterns are probably going to have a political impact internally on Texas. And what, Houston has a woman openly gay mayor, right? So the Texas we think of is not
the Texas
necessarily that's in play right now. And you're in Seattle, the West, moving where the jobs are and away from the winter. Exactly what the census data say.
You are America.
I know, and I, you know, again, 10 years ago, I also would have never expected to come on a show and say, I'm exactly what this country is all about. I thought I was going to be some sort of snotty writer person.
Well, the beautiful thing is that we can all say we are what America is all about. And that's, I think, what America is about.
And you
yeah,
can be,
I mean,
you
we can. We can, but, you know, it's sort of comforting for me to say, for once, no, I'm not just a coastal elite. Because this particular kind of coastal elitism is also very much the American mainstream, apparently.
So he went to Seattle and lost his snark. Is that correct? Is that the story? You're Mr. Sentimental, Mr. like Western, Mr. You know, you gonna go like save some like birds and snails this morning?
That would be a terrible thing for me to come away with at 4 a.m. to think that I've actually lost my snark.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, you can be as snarky as you want.
You know what I am curious about? You're better known as Bethlehem Shoals. Where'd that name come from?
Well, the polite answer is that it was just sort of a quick, dumb pen name that came from combining Bethlehem Records and Muscle Shoals Studio, just some music nerd trivia. The real answer is a friend of mine and I were having a contest if you could come up with the best sort of older church-going woman lady name, and she was African-American woman from around Virginia Beach, and I grew up in North Carolina, so this was sort of like a gag we had together.
Nice.
And I somehow won this competition, and she called me this for the next 6 months. So it's funny to her because I spoke to her recently, and you know she thinks of that as her dumb nickname for me, not as my brand, for lack of a better word.
All right, well, speaking of your brand, we got to go. You're the co-author of The Undisputed Guide to Pro Basketball History. Did the Miami Heat take the NBA this year?
I'm going to say yes, because it would make a better story if they did.
All right, Nathaniel Friedman, better known as Bethlehem Shoals. What is your census story of the last 10 years? You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Nathaniel, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Take care.